Hello and welcome to Undead Times. My name is Lydia Stark and I'm here joined by
Matt McGee
and Elena Refiva. And I believe we are playing music from the first metal concert we've ever attended.
We absolutely are, but first, let's get into some news.
As far as the news going today, we have quite a few new album announcements. First of all, Brett Michael says that Poison will return next year with an incredible tour and possibly at least new song, maybe more. Tomorrow or Friday, Rammstein should be releasing a new video. They got 30 seconds out. So far, the reaction is, what the heck did we just see? New Napalm Death will be out, but not until early 2020. The band said all music have already been written and recorded. They are waiting right now on Barney, the vocalist, to finish screaming out his vocal side, and then the final mix. So sometimes in 2020, we're gonna see this. Static X is releasing Project Regeneration, an album after they have unexpectedly recovered several tracks with late Wayne Static on vocals. Currently, the release is comprised of 12 tracks, at least 6 of them have Wayne on them, and it's going to be kind of a gift for the fans. I don't know, does it mean there's going to be some older things or some newer things that have not announced that much yet. British old school band Tank will be releasing a new album on April 26 named Reignition. The album features Tom Angel Reaper of Sodom and Danny Field of Cradle of Filth on 2 tracks. An iconic release is today, frankly speaking, not that many, and I don't know how much they count as iconic, but Nightwish released the first album with Floor Jansen on vocals, and this form's most beautiful back in 2015, 4 years ago on March 27. Aborted have released Scriptures of the Dead in 2014, but yesterday and in 2010, Cathedral have released The Guessing Game, which is not that shabby. We do have a couple cool concerts coming in. We have, of course, at the Turf Club tonight, Dow and Emma Ruth Randall. And thanks to Jamie Glaypool of Falls for posting the times, we now know what the set times are. It's going to start at 8 p.m. with Without. Then at 8:50, Krogus goes in for a small but is usually very punchy set. At 9:30, Falls will take the stage, and then at 10:30, Dow and Emma Ruth Randall will be reigning supreme. On March 28, tomorrow, Dream Theater will be at Ordway Center for Performing Arts, and on Friday, Baroness and Death Haven at the Skyway Theater. I believe Zio and Ardor are opening for them. So this is it for the news, guys, and for a couple of tracks that we have, I was thinking, since we don't have anything I really want to play from the iconic, why don't we play some Dow and why don't we play some local black metal with Ashbringer, starting with Oceans Apart from the Jugend by Ashbringer.
We'll be right back.
I see on the playlist is Megadeth, Poisonous Shadows, and I know that was not my first one.
That was definitely my first concert, and Matt's second. He actually brought me to that concert, and I may have done that behind my mom's back, but she doesn't have to know. So,
what about if she hears this?
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. No, this song, Poisonous Shadows, is from Dystopia, which came out, I think, January 2016.
Yep.
But they had never played this song live until the Minneapolis concert, or the concert at the Myth, anyway.
Yep.
Their bassist, David Ellefson, is, of course, from Minnesota, so they debuted this song here. And it was really cool because it has this acoustic intro. And that's something that I think is very difficult to pull off live, so they did that very well.
And then even cooler, though, since this was their first run through the song, the orchestral arrangements that you will hear in the song, they actually didn't have that programmed or timed in. So, like, these little breaks, there'd be, like, orchestral stuff in between. There was nothing, so it'd just go bump, bump, silence, bump, bump. And it was just such a cool way to introduce a song live for the first time. And as I can see it now, it's rather common in their set lists.
But anyway, we did hear the debut, worldwide live debut of Poisonous Shadows. So let's play you the album version of that track here on Undead Times.
Children of Bodom, a song that reminds me of driving myself to graduate school, but somebody seen them live.
Lydia and I both have actually seen them twice live, and soon to be three.
But of course, Children of Bodom opened for the Megadeth concert that we saw together in 2016. Yep. I think I was 13, and I was in way over my head. Literally, everybody was at least a head taller than me. It was ridiculous. And I didn't know what to wear. I ended up wearing flats to a metal concert. Dumbest mistake of my life. They still smell like beer.
Ew.
And I remember, so I remember you were able to kind of squeeze through the crowd because, as you said, you were smaller. And I remember for the beginning of Megadeth set, there was just this really tall guy that was right in front of us. And we're like, oh no.
But it is great being the only little girl in a metal crowd because then, oftentimes, the guys on the stage will notice me because I'm, you know, short, small, little girl with crazy dyed hair, and I stand out, so I get attention from the bands themselves, and it's really fun because I think they appreciate having a younger audience. So, you know, when I was 13, 14, going to these Megadeth concerts and stuff, I was treated pretty nicely.
I also think maybe they are homesick. They look at you and think about, you know, their kids and their home life, so you remind them of something gentle in their world as they're singing about poisonous shadows of the dystopia.
Cute.
All right, what song was right before the Children
right,
of Bodom?
Right before Children of Bodom was Lacuna Coil, Daylight Dancer of the Camales. That's my pick because my first big concert was going to Ozzfest. 2005, maybe. Maybe it was 2005, but it was in St. Louis, Missouri. These guys were second band on the big stage. The first one, I don't remember. That year, that was a year when Ozzy did not perform, so the headliner was System of a Down. But Lacuna Coil stood out in my mind almost as hard as the headliner because, wow, tiny, tiny little band. These crazy Italian guys who performed head above everybody else. Avenged Sevenfold was also on the stage, and I can say Lacuna Coil outplayed them. They weren't harder, but they were more technical and they had a much tighter control of the crowd. The whole crowd was just drawn to see what's going on. Why are these... They were also dressed up. It wasn't like, okay, we had t-shirts and jeans. They were dressed up in school uniforms. Maybe not so much as students, but maybe as like schoolmasters, you know, jackets, white shirts, colors. And Christina Scabbia, the singer, she was wearing more or less a school uniform, like with a flat skirt and tall stockings.
Well, of course, that caught your attention.
Of course, why not? That's fun. So, yeah, I remember looking at that and listening to the song being played live, and like, I want to be this woman. Well, I can't. I'm not Italian.
All right. So the last song today is a song from my first concert ever and my first metal show ever, and that is Slayer's Season in the Abyss. It was the day right before that mega show that Lydia's been talking about, And when I was talking with like all the older metalheads there, and they're like, well, have you seen Slayer before? I go, no, this is my first concert. They're like, dude, this is a great way to start going to concerts. And
yeah, introduction to the Brotherhood.
And as a result, it's kind of shaped my expectations for concerts. So since my first show was a floor-only, moderate-sized venue show, that's what I'm most comfortable with and what I'm used to, whereas some people who would start with like a big stadium show, that's what they expect, is like that quality. And the bill for that night was absolutely like stacked with amazing bands. It was Carcass, Testament, and Slayer, and then to see Megadeth and all those guys the next night was just mind-blowing.
And Lydia is currently rolling her eyes because she missed that Slayer concert. I couldn't get out of the house that night or get a ride.
No, to roast Beth a little bit. So he is saying that the first concert he's seen shaped his expectation. The first concert he's seen is Slayer, which means he doesn't go to local shows. All those guys are beneath him. He doesn't even go to many new shows. He wants something legendary, and that's the only thing he wants.
No, that is not what I'm saying. I go to plenty of local shows. I love our local bands. But I mean, more on the smaller stage, personal, you're like 5 feet away from the guys, and that's what I mean. Because, I mean, some of our venues here, when we saw Children of Bodom again in, like, 2017, I could literally fist bump the guys on stage. That's how close it was, and that blew my mind even more, as opposed to the, like, 5-foot gap in between the stage of the Myth and the crowd.
That's great. Let's go into the Slayer, and thank you so much for listening to Undead Times, recorded and produced by KFAI. We'll be right back.
generation flies.